Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Humble and Hungry. I'm your friend, Natalie Pouchet. Welcome back, everyone. It is 9:30 p.m., and Piper's sleeping about 3 feet away from me. Riley's in the shower about 2 feet away from me. And I'm here talking with you guys. Today's going to be just a shorter sort of intro. I just wanted to sort of update you guys with everything that's going on. And then I'm going to give you another little sneak peek of a Patreon episode that is, if you're not part of Patreon, you're going to get to hear it here. And if you are, thank you guys for supporting. I love you. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for being part of this sort of journey and supporting me and what I do. We talked about this a lot last week. But you know, it's allowing me to venture off into different projects and really try to give you guys more content and more things that you want to see. So thank you for supporting. Okay. So today we got back super late today because my mom bought a new car, but let me just tell you, my mother's car that she's driving was a 2005 Volvo that it was a salvage car. Listen, don't ask me why this woman has this car. Don't ask me why every car she's ever purchased has always been some sort of disaster. She has just the worst luck. I just don't understand it. But we finally, we were at lunch today and it wasn't even like a drunk purchase, okay? This is like a very sober, we had a glass of something. And she was like, you know, I was thinking my mom has really had highs and lows in her life financially. And, you know, she's always come back, you know, and you guys know her. She's just like a super positive woman, but terrible with finances, to be frank. And she even knows this. And, you know, I think as our parents get older, at least for me, I worry, like I've never had to worry about my dad. He's super responsible, and which is part of the reason they didn't work, to be honest with you, because my dad has budgets and a checkbook that he would balance, you know, like balance checkbook. My mom was like, who cares? We're only going to live once. You know, she's that kind of mentality of like, if we have it, why are we not, you know, enjoying it and spending it on the things that matter and whatnot. So, you know, it's been like that majority of my life, I would say. And so, you know, sometimes it works out in your favor and sometimes it doesn't. And so it'll be interesting to see sort of how that all pans out. But while she's at a high, we've had a lot of conversations about, okay, you know, let's get you settled. Let's find a finance person for you. Let's, you know, really get your money working for you. For those times that aren't so high, you know, and if we do hit this recession or whatever it is, and I want her to feel confident that she has her little money and, you know, the last thing she wants to do is ever burden us. So we've had a lot of those kind of conversations these past few months as sort of money has fluctuated. So I think it's safe to say that she's definitely going to allow me to handle some of those money conversations because I think we are just a little bit more on the conservative side. But anyhow, so, you know, she's doing well. and she's been driving this shit car. And so I was like, you know what? And we were just talking because, you know, she watched Piper while we were in New York. And she was like, I think it's time for a new car. I loved your car. And I was like, well, let me call my guy and see if he's there. You know, maybe there's a smaller version. I have the Genesis, the GV80. There's a GV70, which is like the smaller, you know, sportier, sexier version of my car. And then they have like a sedan. So we get there and I call my guy and I was like, I'll be there in an hour. So we get there and Piper's a champ, comes with us. And we were there for, I'm not kidding you, it was like probably max by the time we drove in and drove off the lot, 2 hours. But it went by so fast. She saw two cars. She saw the GV70. It was like, my mom loves like bright ass cars. She wanted like a red car with red interior and like just, and then she saw another one, which is a sedan. And it was like the G70, not the GV, G70 or G7. And, so beautiful, so elegant and so classy. And I'm like, okay, this is the car for you. And she even said, she's like, oh my God, this is the one. Didn't even drive it. This woman's crazy. Didn't even drive it. She was like, I've already driven your car. It's fine. I want it. I'm like, let's talk numbers to my guy. And so, and just like that, and you know, bless her soul, you know, not great credit score just because of just random shit in the past. And, but you know, she was approved and she was so happy. She was like a little kid, you know, just like so excited. And, I'm just really happy for her. And I'm happy that, you know, I just feel like at some point in life, especially I think when you're in like that third chapter of your life, if you will, it's important to really enjoy life. And I think for me, seeing her sort of struggle and, you know, driving that janky ass car and seeing how much work she puts into things, it makes me happy to see her so happy and feel like, okay, you know, her hard work is paying off. I think the last thing you as a child want to see is your parents struggling, you know, it doesn't feel natural, right? If you almost feel like your parents should be the ones taking care of you or teaching you and, you know, for some people, I mean, if you were lucky enough, you got, you know, homes that were, you know, in trusts or things that you will eventually get handed down, but us not so much. So that's why I want to make sure that we don't have that burden when, you know, she is too old to manage things and then, you know, we're having to pay for her. It's all, I think, gonna work out and it will work out. But I think it's important to have those conversations, you know, now, at least for us now, because I know that in 20 years, it's all going to look a little different. So it's just setting ourselves up for success. But anyways, I was very happy seeing her happy in her new car. And, you know, it's just silly because she's a woman in her 60s, you know, and you would think it was like her first car. So it was super cute and super fun. Piper was amazing. So that was our little night tonight. And then also when I picked up Piper from school today, you know, it's always something with this little one. So I pick her up and the teacher comes out and she's like, can I talk to you for a second? And I was like, yeah. Cause you know, every day is parent teacher conference, but at her school, well for her at least. And so she was like, so Piper stuck a bead up her nose. I was like, okay. And I'm like staring at her and I'm like, okay, well, it looks like it's out. And she said, yeah, she kept complaining that it hurt her and we kept looking and we didn't see anything. And then she finally, you know, leaned her head back and there it was. A bead just shoved in there. And so they had to get tweezers and pull that sucker out. I think it took two adults to take it out. So yeah, glad it wasn't a call from the ER. You know, shit happens. My nephew stuck a Lego up his nose, and my sister stuck a peanut up her nose when she was a child. So apparently, you know, not as uncommon as I thought. But she's fine. All is well. She's doing good. She's thriving. She's a little shit sometimes, a lot of the time, but she's super cute. I did go to the doctor. So here's sort of an update of the doctor. So went and saw not my gyno because she couldn't get me in until like 2025. So I saw somebody else within the same practice, which is actually fantastic. A fantastic facility. And saw one of the doctors, and she basically said, so I remember I told you guys, but I got a shot for my nose like a few months back. And I was telling you guys about it because I saw such amazing results because my nose basically was incredibly swollen. I would wake up swollen, and it was a mix of allergies and just like retaining water. And I swear the second that I got that shot, I not only lost a few pounds of call it water weight or whatever it is, but I slimmed out. My nose slimmed out, and I did not wake up puffy. And also my allergies, I was cruising. Like everyone was dying around me, and I was like, I was good. So fast forward now 2 months, not even 2 months, a month and a half. I had gotten my period like three times. I needed like a blood transfusion. I was bleeding so much, and it was like 8 days on, a week off, another 8 days on, a week off. I mean, it was actually awful. And so when I went to the doctor, I was telling her about all these things, and she said it is most likely that, but the fact that I have been trying to get pregnant and I can't, she also wants to test me for PCOS. And she wants to test me for just like different, like the like fibroids and like cysts and, you know, all the things that could possibly be going on. So once I get an ultrasound and all of that, we can sort of go from there. And then, you know, worst case, I'll have to get Riley checked and see if maybe it's his little guys that aren't swimming fast enough. Right, babe? He's looking at me like, this body, this amazing machine, this sex machine. How was your shower? Perfect. Great. Riley has this thing. I mean, it's not good because we waste so much water, but he could shower all day, right? You could be in the shower all day. Love the shower. What do you do in the shower? Think about the world, contemplate the world is what he says. Fucking, like, what kind of mad scientist are you? I was going to say, never mind. Babe, anything else you want to share with the people? New York, did you love it? Sam said that you're bougie AF. He didn't know how bougie you were. He literally said, I did not know how bougie and how talkative. He thought you were going to be way more introverted. He's like, you know, you guys couldn't go to just regular Joe Schmo restaurants. You had to go to Michelin star restaurants. And I said, we went to Gramercy. Is it?
Yeah.
You are annoying. And I told him that we had to get pizza at the airport.
Balthazar is not.
And you, that was not your first choice. That was not his either. That I said that. And it was great. It really was great. We had a very, very good time in New York, I have to say. Riley and I always connect on these little trips. We do well. And it's funny because I feel like our relationship thrives after trips like that. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
We talk a lot. I was listening to Tamara and Teddy's podcast today. You know who they are? Housewives? Old Housewives? Tamara's on on Orange County now.
Yeah. And she's married to Teddy.
No, she's not married to Teddy. She's married to Eddie. But Teddy was on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And they have a podcast together. And they were talking, I listened to one episode today, and they were talking about their marriages. And they were saying how one of them went to a marriage, like a boot camp kind of thing. And they were having to explain and like do like a whole survey of sort of like, say like their love language, if you will, right? And how you would describe yourself and all this stuff. And then at the end, you basically see what category you're in. And she for was, hers basically was saying that she was very insecure, essentially. And he realized after that trip what she actually needed. They apparently 8 years ago, they got into this massive fight that they could not get over. And it's been sort of lingering. And causing you, are you not interested at all? Anyways, so they realized, she's like, we don't just, he doesn't tell me about his day, like we don't really like talk like that. Every time he comes home upset or something, I think it's me. Anyways, a lack of communication. Tamara, on the other hand, she was like, we never fight, it's almost weird. And she came from a more verbally abusive relationship, and so she was saying that they almost never fight. And that for her, it's almost weird. She's like, is this not a good thing? And I feel like I'm more like a Tamara in this relationship where it's like, we have very few fights. Agreed. Right? Yeah. Maybe it's because you don't talk. Or we talk too much. We talk a lot. Like we talk all the time. Yeah. Which I enjoy that we are able to like, literally have conversations about everything.
Yeah, I leave the office, I go to Lido, I give you a jingle.
Yeah, which Jackie thinks, he said that when he goes from like his office to Lido House or wherever he is, he's or to Pilates, whatever he's doing, he'll always call me in the car, and I do that with you too. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because Jackie was like, "Is he calling you again?" She's like, "Tim and I don't talk at all, like." All day. It's a text here, maybe there. And then they like get home and then they like sort of debrief, but never during the day. And I'm like, that's so weird.
We have lots to talk about.
We really do. We're lucky. We're lucky because it works for us. But I'm sure for some, that would drive them fucking crazy to talk that much. That we have an exciting life? That's why we talk about more things?
Well, no, they need to have more.
Oh, they need to have more exciting lives to talk about more things?
Might not.
No, some are just not verbal.
Either am I, but... For
maybe I bring it out in you.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, you know, guys, relationships aren't perfect, but gotta listen to each other. Communicate, have sex, have fun, be spontaneous, do all the things, right?
Yeah. Go on trips.
Go on trips. He said, go on trips. That's honestly for us the best. I hope you guys have an amazing rest of your week. We are trying to figure out Thanksgiving, which is a mild shit show, if I say so myself. We're about 18 people. I have some family coming in from Mexico. And then we're actually going to Idaho the week after Thanksgiving. And I'm not going with Riley and not going with Piper. I'm actually going with just the girls to see my cousin Tanya, who you guys know very well. We're going to go see her new little house and then celebrate her mom's 65th birthday. So just going to go out there for a very, very short trip, but it should be a lot of fun. So yeah, a lot going on. Also, brand new Humble and Hungry at Home with Chef Riley and little old me will be in the kitchen and on your screens tomorrow, Tuesday. So make sure to check that out on Patreon. I hope you guys are enjoying that. I'm getting a lot of positive feedback. Again, it's only on Patreon right now because they're the ones that are, you know, supporting the show. And so they're the ones making it possible to be able to create that kind of content. But eventually, if you guys love it enough and I get enough feedback, I would love to continue to do it and throw it up so that everyone is able to enjoy it, because we really do have a lot of fun on there. But all right, guys. Oh, did I not finish my health story? No? Yes? I don't know. They're going to check me out. Oh, right. And that's what I said. And they're going to check your swimmers and see if... Oh, you didn't hear it because your rock hard abs got in the way of your. Oh my God! Why is it so hard to have a baby? It's so draining. It's like mentally, and you know what's so hard about it? That's the problem. What? Why? I'm the problem because I'm stressing out about it.
I'm not stressed about it.
Of course, you're not stressed about it. You get to have sex and enjoy the process. I have to, on the other hand. I have to walk by bins and bins of baby shit that I'm like, am I going to ever use this again? Or am I not? Can I move on or not? Can I do the things I want to do and all of that or no?
You're overthinking it.
He says I'm overthinking it. Of course I'm overthinking it. I'm a woman.
Just enjoy the ride. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, literally enjoy the ride. I don't know if you guys can hear him. Hopefully you can. Andy, hopefully you can raise the volume on the back noise. I'm going to call you the noise in the background.
Thank you. I feel so appreciated over here in the background noise.
Babe, the year's about to wrap up before we know it. I mean, how is Thanksgiving next week? This is it. 2022 done. 2023,
bring it on.
Yeah, is that going to be your motto for 2023? Just bring it on. Just straight like cheerleader, bring it on, like the movie. Just
2023, bring it on.
Okay,
you wouldn't say 2020.
He says 2022, bring it on, does not sound as good as 2023, bring it on. I mean, I feel good about it. I feel good. I think it's exciting. I think that we're trying to push each other as far as our careers go, pushing ourselves. I think it's important to constantly grow.
Physically,
emotionally, mentally, all the things. I feel like I went to lunch with a girlfriend today and I was like, honestly, I've never felt better. Like in every sense, emotionally, like I have my moments, right, where I'm like, fuck, what am I doing with my life? Or, oh my God, you know, this is overwhelming or whatever. But to be honest, I've never been this happy and this good. You know, we have our house, we have our family, we have our health. Like at the end of the day, I know, you know, this whole baby thing, whatever, but I'll be fine. You know, it's not cancer. Knock on wood. You guys, the number one question I get asked in my DMs is about first person. It's that magical little pill that helps with brain and cognitive health. I talk about it all the time. I even had the founders on my show because I was so obsessed with it, and just all of the brain boosting power of mushrooms that basically activates your brain to its full potential. And first person supplements are made with functional mushrooms that basically aim to stimulate the body's natural production of specific neurotransmitters that trigger activities like energy, mood, and sleep with daily usage, and they support long-term brain health. So remember, they have basically three different types of these pills, right? It's the sunbeam, which is your motivation and focus, like your daytime one, which remember when I took them, it's like It's kind of like you took coffee, but like a little bit of, like a hit of pot, right? So it's like you're chill, but you also have energy. It's interesting. And then you have your golden hour, right? Which is like the connection and joy. It's sort of like in lieu of a glass of wine. And then your moonlight, which is like deep restorative sleep. So they all have different effects and help you. They are not addictive. And I think it's just a really interesting way to naturally develop and boost the brain, really. So for me, you know, I'm obsessed with it. We love it. So start improving your brain health and cognition with First Person. Get 15% off your first order by going to getfirstperson.com and use code HUMBLE. That's GETFIRSTPERSON.com. Code HUMBLE for 15% off your first order. Getfirstperson.com. Code HUMBLE. First impressions are everything. So if you're looking to make an impact with your online content, you need Issue, the easiest way to make your creative ideas come to life and share everywhere you want to be seen. Issue is the all-in-one platform to create and distribute beautiful digital content, from marketing materials to magazines to flipbooks and brochures and so much more. There's no need for endless scrolling through PDFs. Issue features your creative in an easy-to-view way on every device. So make it once and distribute it everywhere without reformatting. Your content is already optimized for engagement and ready to share. Issue also works seamlessly with tools you already use, like Canva, Dropbox, and InDesign. Issue helps creators, marketers, designers, and really anyone who wants to make content that stands out. And you can start using Issue for free. They also offer premium features that give a more customized experience. So get started with Issue today for free. Or if you sign up for a premium account, you get 50% off when you go to issue.com/podcast and use the promo code HUMBLE. That's issue.com/podcast and use promo code HUMBLE at checkout for your free account or 50% off your premium account. That's issue.com/podcast with promo code HUMBLE. You guys, this is one of my favorite podcasts, and I hope that you guys don't miss out. It's the How to Buy a Home podcast, something that I should have done before buying this house, to be honest with you. But look, the housing market is absolutely insane. And David Sidoni is not only hilarious and so smart, he has been doing real estate for years, since like 2005. David has been the undisputed first-time home buyer authority, bringing his years of advocacy and experience to help you take advantage of every housing market. The number one mistake he hears is that people start planning too late, and David can help guide you through the next steps that are right for you. Whether you're planning to buy a home now or 5 years from now, he can connect you even with like a great realtor in your town that works with first-time home buyers and actually cares about you. He has someone across the nation. So please, please go listen to his podcast. It's so great, so informative, especially if you know someone that wants to buy a house, you're thinking about maybe buying your first-time house. You are saving a lot of your hard-earned money. So do your due diligence. Go listen to his podcast. Go learn before making a massive, massive purchase like a home, okay? So start planning this holiday season at howtobuyahome.com and make this the last year you rent. Find How to Buy a Home on YouTube and wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So you're doing great. You know, we're doing good. Great. Good and great is definitely different words.
Yes.
Love is blind. That's a Love is Blind reference. He said, it was good. And she goes, it wasn't great. And he goes, it's the same shit. And, and she's like, no, it's not. It's definitely different.
Definitely different.
The sex was good. The sex was great. Different, right?
Different.
The food was good. The food was great. That's fucking different.
Yeah.
I love Cole, but that was different. Okay. That's a whole other thing that I'll delve into. You know what? I'm just going to quickly recap. I think Zainab, I'm going to just call it out. I think Zainab is a complete psychopath. I said it. There, I said it. I said it. And I still think, I think they did Cole dirty. I think when they did at the reunion at the end, the whole cuties thing, I think that's bullshit. I think that he did nothing wrong. Did he make mistakes throughout the season? Absolutely. He's immature. Everyone knows that. That's fine. He admitted it. But to like go and say you had an eating disorder after what he said, I'm sorry. That just speaks volumes of her and her insecurities and things that she's gone through. Look, granted, he could have said other really horrible shit off camera that they haven't caught. But if that's the one that she's referring to, that and they aired it, babe, I wish you could see what happened. This girl was like, I didn't want to eat after the things that you would tell me. You said that eating two cuties. He said, this is what she said. That he said, are you going to really eat that? Like, we have to go to dinner. She's like, I mean, it's a serving. She made it sound like she was like, oh, I'm an innocent girl. So she's making it sound like he's judging everything she's putting in her mouth. Then they didn't air that part. And he's like, please, if you have the footage, guys, just please air it. I never said it like that. That's crazy. I would never do that to you. And then they show it. And he's like dorky, like a jokester, like, you know, and he's like, oh man, like, you're gonna eat that? They have some big steaks tonight, you know, like the way he said it was so not, it was harmless. Only someone with a lot of insecurities would take that and dissect it and make it horrific the way that she did.
What are cuties?
What are cuties? That's where he stopped listening, guys. What are cuties? They're little mini oranges. Chef, hello? Do you not use cuties in your salads?
I do not.
No. Okay. Okay, well, there's that. Anyways, so I am totally Team Cole. I'm glad the internet agrees, which I didn't. I had to wait till after New York to watch the reunion, but I was just so upset with that. I hated the way that she called him out at the wedding and just made him look like a complete asshole. And I think she's got problems. I really do. And that's all I'm going to say about that. So she's going to be on Kate Casey's podcast. And so I'm excited to hear that and hear her take. But I think she's doubling down on everything she's saying. So, I mean, unless she has proof, I don't know. I'm not buying it. And I think that she was really rude. And honestly, I love Raven and SK. I completely changed my mind about them. She came off so... Do you remember the girl that was working out while the guy was opening up to her? And she was doing like jumping jacks. Remember I showed you like one episode?
No, I do not remember.
You don't remember that? Okay. Well, this guy's like opening up to her in the pods and she's doing jumping jacks as he's like telling her a really vulnerable story. And he's like, are you working out? Anyway, they didn't end up together. Spoiler alert. She ended up with the Nigerian guy who's a gem of a man. I mean, talk about just a gem. And then Alexa and Brendan, best couple out there. They're still together. They stayed married. But overall, loved this season. Matt and Colleen, danger, danger, danger. I mean, fuck, that is just a volcano waiting to erupt. Honestly, terrifying, actually. There should have been a trigger warning when they showed his ass. He's scary. When he gets mad, whew. No bueno. And she looks terrified. She looks like if she says the wrong thing, he's about to just chop her to pieces. I know.
Wow.
Yes, it's no bueno. It is uncomfortable. How about that? It's uncomfortable. TV. What?
Through the TV.
Yes, through the TV. It's uncomfortable. You can read her body language that she's scared to like say the wrong thing. It's really wild to see. It's not healthy. So there's that. And then Nancy and Bartice. Oh my God. And then how is Bartice just like flying under the radar with all the shit he's saying? Just because he will apologize and then he just will say some dumb shit. I do not like that guy at all. Nancy's also great little catch. So sweet. Okay. That's the end of that. I'm sorry if I bored you all with that. All right. I'm going to wrap it up. I love you all. Here's a little clip of the unheard, never heard before, from Patreon. So if you're not part of Patreon, this is going to be new to you. Like I said, if you are part of Patreon, you're about to get a brand new cooking segment tomorrow. So enjoy that. Thank you all so, so much for being here. Love you. And I will see you next week. Remember, stay humble and stay hungry. And then if you watch Bling Empire, they're all about the Chinese New Year.
Oh,
and the year too. I'm the year of the rat, and I don't know what that means. Or I'm the snake. Am I a snake or a rat? Yes. I don't know.
And we should all sun our buttholes.
Yes. We need to do that.
How do you do that?
So you happy baby towards the sun.
You pull your pants off.
Go outside.
Wait, Bling Empire said this?
Wait, you.
It's on the show.
Wait, and you no. We talk about this.
What does it do? Okay, what does it do?
Okay,
you literally go outside and tan your asshole.
Listen. Okay, so you take your pants off, and you lay down. Okay, on your back, and then you basically happy baby it. So you stick your knees towards your chest, and then you basically literally put your butt and asshole towards the sun, and all of the energy from the sun is supposed to basically like give you like rejuvenate and radiate and all of that.
My ass
hole. Can I tell you and something really fast?
What power? Chakra.
Isn't that so chakra?
It's your root chakra. Like,
it is.
Okay. Energized. Guys, I'm ignorant then. Tell me what my root chakra for my asshole does for my body.
No, your it's root supposed- chakra is where your perineum is, which is in between the vagina and the butthole.
So you like have the better sex Gucci
area.
So, oh yeah,
that is so, where your root chakra. That's where your root chakra.
So your
which is so the source of like all of your power, all of your.
Hey neighbors, please don't walk outside.
I'm just trying to get more power inside of me.
I'm like, hey Edison, I don't need you anymore. I'm about to fucking
fuck solar. I have solar energy coming through me.
My ass. Yo, Elon Musk.
I don't need you either, bro. I'm about to.
I got all Southern California, baby.
Oh, baby. My asshole's on fire. But can I just tell you something? Weirdly, speaking of fire.
Wait.
Do you know the part between your butthole and your bottom of your back?
Where Dr. Moon pulls?
Yes. Like that.
Sure do.
Okay. So think of your butthole. Okay. Yeah. And then you go up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yes, there's that like little, that random yeah, yeah. little crack.
Oh, it's the little dip.
The dip. Has that ever itched?
Yes.
To the point where you want to fucking rip your asshole out?
No.
What are you, a dog? Are you like scratching your butt on the carpet?
Like, you guys, it's happened the last, like, not
you
this.
You've seen a doctor about
do
it?
Do we need to look it up, the spiritual meaning of it?
Yeah. No. No, I actually don't know. But all of a sudden, it started.
Let's call Scott and figure out what's going on.
It started to itch so bad to the point where, like,
I
almost had like a tear because it was like so itchy. And then it fucking hurts so bad.
Google butt tailbone itch.
Tailbone itch.
But spiritual meaning. Maybe it just means that you have an itch for Dr. Moon to pull it. Maybe you just need a pull.
Maybe Dr. Moon's advertisement pops right up.
I don't think so.
But that's not good that you're itchy like that.
No.
Well, sometimes you get a niche, you know.
As our mother right now, she'd be like, pues limpiate niña.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's wait. Cochina.
Cochina. Which one? Mexican shower. Oh, yeah. Well, maybe
this is why. This is a root
cause. Wait, I have, hey, guys.
Please explain.
We're going to root cause
last
this
night.
Real
quick.
So, okay. So basically this whole move, right? So we move. I don't have a shower because all of our showers are being renovated. I only have a powder room. And so Riley drove home to our old house, took a shower. I didn't. And so I was like, I think I have to give myself like a Mexican shower. What does it say?
It's a spiritual meaning. No, not just a regular meaning.
This is a regular.
No, it says that the causes of anal itching are often related to skin or internal medical issues.
No. It's not.
It's anal. So girl, you've got dermatitis or a form of eczema,
no.
Bitch.
You okay, need, no,
it's not my anal.
You need to do you need to do tailbone itch.
Yeah,
spiritual meaning of tailbone
itch. It's like right on the bottom. It like
somebody give me my phone.
It just says that the warning signs your chakras are out of balance.
Oh, we need to sun you.
We need to get your root.
We need Mr. Sun, Mr. Golden Sun, please shine down inside of me.
Wait, my ass is already up.
I'm not going to lie. I'm going to do it tomorrow.
Oh, I absolutely.
Oh my God, this doctor said you may have ringworm.
No.
Ew.
No, you're looking at anal.
You're looking at inside my asshole.
I've had an itchy tailbone for the past 10 days.
Okay, she has a problem. We're not talking about her.
Bitch, where you been?
Okay, we need to realign your chakras.
Yes, agreed. Just get some sun, honey. Tan
but
that
my
ass.
Only other question is, if we sun it too much, then does it get tan and then do we need to bleach it? Because I have a very powerful bleaching cream that works wonders.
Wait, but why didn't you want
but this
to have
is
like
another question that I have for you guys. Why are you bleaching your assholes? Who the fuck is looking at it in the broad daylight?
Not pretty.
Oh, people do.
Assholes are just not pretty, period.
Nothing down there is pretty.
I have a question. Is this to you? After dark?
To you.
This is like an after dark question.
Hold on. To you, maybe to other people, they're like really into it and they want to look at it.
But then why, like, but then is it like, is the white like too white?
No, it becomes
pink. I don't
want
to be paranoid.
It's not white. The bleach doesn't make it white. It makes it pink.
Your butthole's too much. Pink. I'm sorry. I don't have time to think about what color my asshole is because you're looking at it. Like at this point, it's like,
oh my God, I know why I'm itchy. Your bleach cream?
No.
I was going to throw before I moved. I was like, I have to throw everything away. I have to shave everything. I shaved my butthole.
Can you just go laser?
I just thought about that. I was like, why the fuck am I? It's because my hair is going to be back. No. No.
Can you please do just
that makes me feel. I thought I had a ringworm for a second.
It's just my hair growing back.
The hair growing back?
Oh my
Can
God.
You please just go and laser?
I was so worried. No, that's so I was like, wait. I'm like, why would anyone? And I was like, oh. Because I thought I'm not going to have a razor for a while here. And I was like, fuck it. I'll just shave everything. And it must have been like a dull razor or something. I don't know. That makes sense because I'm like so itchy.
But I've like waxed it. I've never had an itchy butt.
What's wrong with you guys? Why don't you laser?
I know. You got me hooked on
that.
Why?
One at a time. One at a time.
Why is it different from waxing than shaving causing an itchiness?
See, I always itch after shaving down there.
Me too.
Always. Like I fucking itch and I'm like, like I want to like tear my skin off and I've never really shaved my behind.
You until, haven't?
No, not like recently. I used to do before Piper.
Do you like after squat? That? Like how do you like shave it?
You don't shave your ass?
You open your ass cheek and then the other one you just shave.
Oh, you just shave it.
And then you have to look at the razor to see how much hair you have and you're like, oh my God. And then you have to
check in the mirror afterwards to make sure.
You check a mirror?
Oh, yes. No. I'm not looking down
ma'am.
There. I feel. I do the touch
I
test.
I want to make sure everything is...
You just said, who's going to be licking if my butthole is white?
But you're checking a freaking mirror?
Bitch, come on.
Oh, you got to be so rude. No one's going to marry you anyways.
I have a solution.
Just laser. I understand laser. You guys. Oh. I'm going to laser. I promise you I will laser when I have time. But until then.
Make time. I'm telling you, life changing.
I know I'm going to.
Brazilian? Oh, my God. Life changing.
I won't get.
You'll never have to itch again.
You'll never itch your butt ever.
No, it's life changing.
The itching of the butt is like the worst thing. It was honestly awful. It was like that, like when you itch something and it kind of feels good at the same time though. What's that? I was like itchy and I was like, oh, it was like a dog where I was like.
That's what I just said. Are you that dog? Like the scratchy their butt against the carpet? It did. Like,
but then it hurt. So I kind of had like a little bit of a tear. It was weird.
That coarse hair though.
It was so fucking thick. Oh my God, you guys. I can't.
I will babysit Piper for an hour for you to just drive to go. Drive to Sev and go back. The appointment is 15 minutes.
I know.
I'll watch Piper. She's very excited to see me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll watch Piper. We'll go together. Like, it's literally the best.
No, we will.
And it's kind of weird because they're like, all right, turn over, spread your cheeks. And I'm like, they're like, I'm like, it's worth it. And they're like,
some of them are bashful. Like, they go, can you please turn to the wall? And then like, you do, and they go, could you please use your hand to open?
No, you have to open. And then like,
no,
when you do Brazilian, you open for them. Hey, and when you do Brazilian, you have to like, the labia,
yeah,
you
guys. Yeah, they're just the butterfly. Labia,
the labia, like,
well, how is that different than like waxing? You right. still have I to do the to do
that. Right. I used to like do that for waxing and it was fine.
Yeah.
Like when I was super pregnant, I'd be like big old belly and I'd be like legs up with my.
Damn, Jess.
Yeah, and I got everything waxed because I couldn't reach anything.
How do you guys get your butt to like never
I
smell?
Up. I was like, fuck it. What?
How do you.
Wait, I'm sorry. What?
What'd you say? How do you get your butt to like never smell?
Shower?
No.
Wet wipes.
You time things.
No, no, no. Wet wipes.
Have you scrubbed your ass so hard, right? And then you get out of the shower.
Where are we going?
No, and then you get out of the shower or something.
And you still smell?
And you like still kind of smell.
Never.
I think I have a, you know, like a scent of a, like the a doggy nose.
Like Nance?
Yes. My stepmom has this. I have like the, I can smell everything. And I feel like even after I shower, I feel like my ass still smells.
I think that's in your head.
Maybe, no. Do you have a good body wash?
Yeah, no. I like, trust me, I scrub. I'm like, I clean.
But if you clean, then you wouldn't have a smell.
And that's what, like, is it, I don't know.
I think it's mental.
You think so?
Absolutely. Because I don't even scrub that hard. The way that you're vigorously like acting this out for me right now, I don't do that.
I even like stick my finger in my butt a little bit just to like totally get the poop out.
No,
or whatever. Not the poop, but you know, like
just clean out.
Clean it out. Yeah. You guys don't do that?
I always do.
No. I have literally had
you don't do that.
Somebody go up there, smell it, and been like, you're fine.
What?
Yeah. No, I feel like that smell is in your head.
I'm telling you, even after I get out of the shower, I could like be like, I'm a little congested. But I swear sometimes it happens and I'm like, what the fuck? How do I still like smell that?
I think it's like in your nose. Do you guys have a saying Spanish?
I'm
like
so paranoid.
Something in your, like in your center, in your nose, and then that's all you smell? Because we have it in Farsi. It's like, like something that lingers in your nose and so that it's in your head.
Mm. Yeah, I know. I can maybe, but like, I don't always smell poop.
Yeah, we know. Poop. Maybe, is it Piper?
Like, right. Is it your like, kid? Like maybe. You're wiping her ass all the time.
You know what?
You're
maybe.
Like, you smell poop on your fingers.
Oh, it's definitely my
I don't know. Guys,
okay,
I.
Okay, but like, I'm was just telling sensitive. You that I feel like the last like maybe year, I feel like I don't wear underwear. You guys know.
I know.
I don't either. No,
she does. I change my underwear twice a day.
I know. Okay.
I love wearing underwear.
I need to. I don't know. But no, I feel like lately, though, I smell different. I don't know. Like, I know.
Your own, like, pheromones.
Whatever it is. Like, no. Like, yeah. I don't.
Are you eating differently?
No. Like, I don't think I don't feel like I pee. Right? Like, I don't feel like I have the drip, or like if I laugh, and like, you know how women are like, I laugh and like I literally piss myself.
Yeah.
Like, I know I don't. I pee a lot. Like, I pee a lot throughout the day.
Maybe you don't wipe after you
pee. Girl, I like sit there and I just like wait and like air it out.
And then wipe.
Yeah. And then I'll wipe and then I'll like let it air it out. But it's still like, and then sometimes like there's still like this like smell.
Yeah, it's of like pee. Like,
no, she feels like her pants smell like urine.
Because that's what homeless people smell like. When you don't Jessica. Get every drop, asshole. That's exactly, yeah, you no. smell like them. No. Yeah. Have you been to a porta potty? That's what you smell like. You're. Don't no, look at me,
dude,
like that.
Dude, she like piss. All, I smell like shit.
By the way, what is as an objective third party, neither of you smell like BO or poop or pee or any of the
kids. Thank you. I mean, no one complains about it. Like, I mean, our husbands aren't like, no.
Oh my God, get away from me, you stink.
It's like our
if they
own.
Did say that to you, you would die. Come on, let's be honest. If your husband approached you and was like, babe, we have
yeah,
to
yeah, but
talk.
I'm not also no, going to be like, go ahead and do something when I know I'm not ready for that. Do you
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah, you're going to prep. Yeah.
Hey, I don't get into bed.
2 minutes.
Give I don't me get two with minutes. The smelly ass. You know
Can
what I mean?
Can I ask you ladies a question? Are yeah. none of you using like honest wipes when you
right,
go to the restroom?
That's what I'm
or like, what's
that's,
happening? Are
right.
you just dry
what's
tissue?
What's your hygiene?
Yes. Yes.
No, that's
just
a problem.
Like baby wipe yourself.
Yeah.
After you number two, do you not like, how do you wipe? Do you not baby wipe yourself?
Oh my God. No, I just.
Oh, I have the flushable toilet wipes. So yeah. I clean my shit.
Oh, so you get to shit every time that you're at home?
You don't have to poop anywhere else in the world? Every time when I get home.
I definitely won't do it anywhere.
How?
What?
Oh, I will hold it in.
Oh my God. I carry flushable wipes in my backpack. Oh,
you
at
guys,
work.
I will shit at, work. At Target. I will shit at Albertsons. I don't care where I am. I will shit in your house. I have shit in some of the nicest,
hey,
most beautiful
Emilio
places in the world.
Emilio.
I will.
Emilio. Oh, the Emilio shit is forever my favorite.
Oh no.
Listen,
if I have been in Miami and she shit in Emilio. Emilio's like studio.
No, I didn't like shit in his fucking studio with people saying.
Okay. Hold on,
that's like two
can
girls
I,
in a cup.
Time out. Can I have a story?
One at a time, you guys. People at home are gonna fucking kill us.
Hold on. Can I please have a story time?
Yes. Oh, about this. Okay,
absolutely.
It was. We even shared on the show. It was.
We were
in the studio and my mom was doing her whole recording bit and we went there for like a few hours and like hung out there, but I had to use the restroom. And
because they made us cafecitos.
Oh, I did.
And the coffee. You know when coffee just goes
right.
through you?
Was
like, oh, they're the Cuban coffee.
Cuban coffee. I had too much Cuban coffee. I'm not going to let myself bloat up to, like, and be pregnant.
Oh, I'll get sick.
I have to use the restroom. I just feel like that's why fucking toilets are made. I'm not going to not use the restroom. So I went and blew up his shit.
It's so funny because she comes back and I'm like, where's the bathroom?
Was like, she was next.
I was like, I was dying. I was like sweating. I was like, I gotta go.
By the way, Miami coffee hits different.
Yeah.
Dude, you've got like 10 minutes tops.
Yeah, it went through me. So I feel like, yeah, I'm okay with going anywhere. You won't poop anywhere.
Well,
else.
I have
you
to.
Will. Oh, you won't.
I have to. I won't. So I feel like maybe you should start carrying wet wipes.
You think that's the game changer? I mean, I do carry wet wipes. They're my daughter's.
Use them. There's no shame. I use them. I like, listen, when I travel, I always have like a full new pack and they always ask me to take it out at security. And I'm like, okay, here.
And you just
use them on the plane and
everywhere. Yeah, everywhere, everywhere, girl. Everywhere.
No, one thing is sanitizing wipes. Another one is like baby wipes.
Girl, it's like if you want your Mexican shower,
so I did that last night, but not with wet wipes.
What was it,
dude?
Okay, here we go.
I had to get. I found a towel.
Oh shit! Here we go.
So Riley ended up going back to the old house. There was nothing. It was empty. But he's like, I just have to take a shower. And so I was like, okay, you go. I'll finish unpacking. So he went, took a shower. I left him a towel at the old house because I knew he was going to want to do that. Came back. So he's like all like yummy and like showered. And I'm just like, just ass smelly, like just gross.
Itchy butt. Natalie's scratching her butt across the carpet.
Help me. Help me move about.
God, by the way, this new rug would be the best one to do it on if you ever needed to.
Oh my God. She reminds me of the commercial, the dog that's like scratching their butt all the way on the carpet. Have you seen it? It's like a carpet commercial.
No, but my dog does it like all the time.
So does Natalie.
I know.
That's why I see Sadie's butt scratch, Natalie's butt scratch. Same thing.
We're like,
same visual. So he gets home and then he's like, all right, I'm going to open up like a really beautiful bottle of wine. And I'm like, okay, great. So he opens a bottle of wine. And I was like, okay, I'm like, I have to go to the house now and shower because I'm disgusting. And he's like, okay, sounds good. And then it was like 30 minutes later. And he's like, I think it's getting a little late. He's like, you may need to like do like a Piper wipe down. Which is like sometimes like when it's getting too late, Piper like falls asleep.
Yeah, I wipe her down.
Yeah, get a wipey, wipe her feet down, her face, her armpits, her hands, which we call a Mexican shower, you know? And so, I'm sorry, my nose is so stuffy.
Which is
and
better than a whore's bath.
Yeah,
a whore's bath?
A whore's bath?
Just spray perfume on the areas that smell.
Riley would vomit.
I would say deodorant, not perfume, but okay.
No. It's a what bath? Whore's bath.
A whore?
A whore's bath. No, mine was worse than that, I think. So I found a towel, a random little towel, and I had a water bottle next to my bed. And so I literally poured water on the towel and I washed my face with it. And then I poured more water, wiped my armpits, wiped my feet. And then I was like, I just felt so fucking disgusting. And then I had to just like find one of his old shirts and like sweatpants because nothing was like, you know, done.
Unpacked.
And then I put socks on my feet to cover my feet just in case they were just so disgusting. I mean, I hit a low.
It was a humbling low.
That to me is more embarrassing than itching my asshole.
That is?
I don't think so. I think itching an asshole is definitely wins.
My
Why didn't you take a Piper wipe?
Because I didn't have any and they were in her room and she's already sleeping and I was not about to wake her ass up. Okay. So I was like, fuck it. I was like, I have a towel. I have water. I just dumped a bunch. I wiped my face down, wiped my armpits, my fucking legs.
But you didn't even get up to put soap to at least get the...
I didn't have soap. Everything was boxed up.
Listen, this is why you should always have wipes with you, because if you had wipes, in your own bathroom for your own situations.
I normally have wipes, but I literally didn't even, I don't know what happened last night. My personal things that I was going to like take with me to my room, because I'm pretty organized with everything. I think it was stuck in the car. And so like I didn't have like my four things that I needed, like my deodorant, my wipes, my toothbrush, my toothpaste. Like I just need like those few things with a little bit of water just to like rinse like off, clean up. For some reason it was fucking not there and I was like, shit, here we go. And it was fucking gross.
So did he do you anyways?
No, my God. I would never let him get near me. I was so sticky.
Can you just hold your breath?
So do you love me or
And I was ovulating and I was like, you know what, not happening.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump.
Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.